B'ezrat Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam, Masechas Tivim Masaf, in the laws of the daily and the additional sacrifice in the Sefer Avodah, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek, which was discussing that of the Karban Ha'omer, which the last halacha we left off with was that of Sfiris Ha'omer, counting up from Pesach until Shavuos, and that's where the Rambam continues now with the next Masaf, and that of the Yom Tov Shavuos, as Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, continuing on the theme of Sfiris Ha'omer. And that is B'yom Chamish Mesfiris Ha'omer, on the 50th day from the counting of the Ha'omer, which starts on the second day of Pesach. That's the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that of the weeks, the 7 weeks. But who Atzeres, and that's what's also called in the Torah, the Yom Tov of Atzeres. Well, B'yom Hazeh, on this day, Makrivin Musaf, which that's the theme of these prakim, discussing the additional sacrifices, which are on Yom Tovim, Kamei Musaf Rosh Chodesh, like the additional carbon that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, which are Shnei Farim, two bulls, Ba'el, a ram, B'sheva Chavasim, and seven lambs, Kulam Oilis, all these are burnt sacrifices, and the Sir Chatos and the Zehigot as a sin offering. And these are the kabbanas that are spoken about in the chumash of the numbers, which refers to Sefer Bamidbar. And that's where in Parashat Pinchas, that's where you have the musafim over there. That's the musaf of the day. Now, the reason why the Rambam is pointing that out, because now, besides that, we have in Yom Tovim, we have musafim, there are more kabbanas brought, more than the musafim on this day, which is in Mincha Chadasha. Which is, there's something regarding the Yom Tov itself, and then there's a special something else. This is a new flour offering, which is the halechem, which is the first of the new wheat of that year, which are two loaves of bread. And together with the bread is sacrificed, par, and that's, it's coming because of the bread, not because of the Yom Tov, and that's why it's being mentioned independently. You have a par, a bull, ushnei elim, two rams, v'shevech vasim, and seven lambs. Hakol oilus, all those are burnt sacrifices. And usir chatas, you have a higot, that's a chatas, a sin offering. Ushnei chavasim, you have two lambs, which is something very unique. Zevach shlamim, the carbon shlamim, which generally you don't have a zivcha shalmei tzibur. This is the exception. Ve'elein har karbon samurs b'chumash v'yikra. And these are karbonas actually mentioned not in Bamidbar with all the masafim. They're actually mentioned in Sefer v'yikra. Nimsa, but it comes out, hakarv b'yem zeh, what sacrifice on this day, yes, ashnei hatmid, more than the two daily sacrifices that brought every single day, are shleisha farm, three bulls, because you have the two bulls of the Masaf, and then you have the extra bull that I brought the Shtei Alechem, and so on. Ram is calculating the two of them. Ushleisha elim, three rams, varbasa kvasim, and 14 lambs. You have seven for the Masaf, and seven for that of the Shtei Alechem. Hakol esen behema oilis, that's a sum total of 20 animals that are burnt offerings. Ushnei se'ir chatois, nechalim, and two he-goats that are sin offerings that are eaten. Ushnei chabasim shlam, and two of the lambs that are the shlam, which are those of the sivcha shalmei tzibah brought with the Shtei Alechem, which are nechalim, which are eaten. Now, Halacha Beis goes into more detail regarding the Shtei Alechem that's brought on Shavuos. Shtei Alechem, these two breads, these two loaves, in boin ilim and aretz, has to be economy brought from Eretz Yisrael, and umin achadish, and from the new grain. Shlomo says the pasuk v'yikra mimeshvesechem, from your set of lands to view, you should bring lechem tenufa, the bread of waving v'goyim etc., which is from the new grain, and has to be from mishvesechem from Eretz Yisrael. Now loymatzel chadish, if they didn't find new grain, yavim and aliyah, then they could bring also what's in the attic, and there was the old grain that was stored away. That if they don't have, they bring it from that. Now halacha gimel chitim shiyar duba'avim, if wheat falls from the clouds through a miracle. So yesh b'msafik, there's actually a halachic doubt over there. Imani karvam, do I recite regarding them the qualification that it says in the pasuk mimishvesechem, from your settled areas, or enam mimishvesechem? Maybe it's not, because on the one hand you'll say when it says mimishvesechem, it's coming to exclude chutz la'aretz, which the clouds are not from out of Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, maybe mimishvesechem means specifically from your settled areas, from Eretz Yisrael, and that would be excluding from the clouds. So the figure, therefore, since the situation of that lo yavi, one should not bring from those wheat. But v'mehevi, if he did, kashrus can be valid, because that's the Rambam's opinion, that any Gemara doubt that was had a question that wasn't resolved, called baidle ifshuta, you shouldn't bring, but if you did, it's going to be valid. Now, v'kitzar oisin, what was this production? How did they make this shtei halechem? So m'vein shleish in chitim chadashas, they would bring three saw, a certain measurement of the new wheat, from the new grain of that year. V'shafen oisin, they would pound it, b'boit men, they would kick it, like all flour offerings were done, so that it's really processed. And they would grind it into fine flour. And they would sift it to get two esrainas of flour. Which was sifted with 12 different sifters. V'hashar, and whatever's left over, nifte v'nechel choladim, was redeemed and eaten by any single person. Now, v'chay b'chalap, that flour that the person bought, this hedyot bought from the redeemed flour is obligated on challah, upatim the maisis, and it's exempt from maisis. Kamashman, like we already explained in the previous parak, halachi yedbeis, by the omer, same type of thing, because those obligations happen at different times, and one of them is by the head, nefer yischai, but one of them is by hektish, and everybody's going to be potter. Halacha dalet qualifies what we said. Shtei halechem shemen achadish, the two loaves which we said is from the new grains, and additionally, is also from wheat. So the Rambam explains why it's different than other things. Tzrichim lava isaron, you have to bring an isaron, a certain measurement of flour, mikol sa'a mechzum, from every sa'a and a half, because we said you start off with three sa'a of wheat, and you end up with two isaronim. So therefore that means to say for every one and a half sa'a, you end up with one isaron. And additionally, as we said, it's sifted with 12 seeds. Now, the lechem apanma, on the other hand, the 12 showbreads, which are brought every single Shabbos on the Shulchan, shubam and ayashan, which is brought from not necessarily the new wheat like we have regarding the shtei alechem, it's brought from the old wheat. Now, it's also going to be from wheat, but there's a difference that by the new grain, there's more chaff, there's more bran than by the old. So therefore, by the lechem ponim, which is from the old wheat, dai lo ba'achas es enough. It's enough to have 11 sifters and not 12. Additionally, you can get an isaron of the fine flour from only one sa. It doesn't have to be from one and a half, because again, it's from the old grain. Now, avlo oimer, which is a third type of category, from the new barley offerings, which are brought on the second day of Pesach, shubom and asarim chadashas, which has two deficiencies. One is from the new, and it's also from barley. Then in the bom and the mufcha, then it cannot be from the choicest flour. Ela mishloish se'in has to be from three sa to end up with one. With one isaron, and it has to be sifted with 13 sieves, again, because it has two flaws, that it's barley, and it's also from the new grain. Halacha Hey tells us, Bakulon, now, regarding all these that we just mentioned, if let's say you increase the amount of sa that you're taking the refined flour from, which from the original wheat that you're using, or meat, or you use less than the amount that we had mentioned, kasha is going to be valid. It's only la mitzvah. Halacha vav. Now, v'leichin shnei esrainis. Now, regarding the shtei alechem, you take these two esrainis of flour. V'loshen oisim achas achas. You make the dough each one individually, and v'even oisim achas achas. You also bake them each one individually, which is exeris akasim. The shtei alechem that is kneaded each one individually and baked individually, whereas the lechem upon them is kneaded individually, but it's actually baked two at a time, is because by the two esrainim, it says yihachalo ha'echas, teaches that each one is individually one by one. And shtei alechem is also included because it says yih. But the baking of the lechem upon them, that's baked two at a time, because it says v'samta oisam. So you should place them, therefore that's in the plural when you're baking it. Now, you would think the shtei alechem would be the same thing that says oisam, on lechem upon them, and not the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem is actually not baked together, plural, but only each one individually. Now, halacha zayin, further qualifying, v'lishasin, the kneading of it, v'lichasin, and the shaping of it, b'chutz, is done out of the hazar. But v'afiyasim efnim, the baking of it was done inside the hazar kecholam, and halachas like all flour offerings, which were baked and sanctified in the hazar. Now, halacha ches, be'in asiyasin deicha yamtiv, the making of the loaves, it doesn't override to be able to do melacha on yamtiv. In v'in zorachlim, Shabbos, I have to say you cannot do melacha on Shabbos. Rather, you bake it from before Yom Tov, because Shenemetz is in the Pasuk in Shemayis, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. That's who levado ya'as lechem, says the Pasuk. This alone, you should be able to do for you, which is called Eichel Nefesh. You're allowed to do malachas for eating purposes, but it says lochem, v'loy legvaya, for you, and not for Hashem. So you cannot bake the bread that's necessary for Hashem. It has to be baked from before Yom Tov. Now, halacha test, let's say Hoyer Yom Tov Shabbos. Let's say but the day before Yom Tov is Shabbos. So in Eichel Nefesh, you have to bake it a day before that, before Shabbos. And then in the chalas b'shlishi lafiyasin, it's eaten 3 days after it was baked. Shehu yamtiv, which that's on yamtiv. And v'harim mefudas b'tayra shem chametz, it's explicit in the Torah that these, unlike most menachas that have to be matzah, the shtei alechem were specifically leavened. And b'ketzer oisa, how do you actually make it, how do you get the full measurement when you're adding the yeast, the leavening, is maybe sa'oy me'makamachas. So you bring actually yeast from somewhere else, v'nisim tuch yisorin, you put it into the vessel that holds the measurement of yisorin, says, and you fill up the yisaron with flour, and then you ferment it, you let it leaven with that sa'ar. That's the procedure how you do it, which is a discussion regarding are you going to have the full amount of flour. That's how you do it. That's considered the yisaron of flour. Now, halacha yod, Reboy is saying, now, these shtei halachems were rectangular. The length of each loaf was 7 tvachim. Its width was 4 tvachim. four hand breaths. V'gava arba etzbayis, and its height was four finger breaths. Now, halacha Yud Aleph continues regarding, now that we made the bread, what's actually the avoidus that go into it. So, ketzer hanofas halechem em shnei kivsei ha'shlam. How do you do this procedure of the waving of the shnei halechem with the two lambs of the shlam that come with it? So maybe shnei hakavasim, they would bring the two lambs, umanifun, and they would wave them, boidim chayim, when the lambs are still alive. Kashnemet says in the pasuk, behenev, begoymer, you should wave, etc. Oisim them, begoymer, etc. Tanufa, a waving, which is when it's still alive. Now, vimhenev, zibbev, nasmim, zibbev, nasmim. Now let's say you waved each one separately. Yotze, full obligation. Now, v'achakach, and after you did this waving ceremony, shechnoisim, you would slaughter the lambs, umafshit, and skin them. You would take the breast and the thigh of each one of these two lambs. You put on the side of these two breads, these two loaves. And the kohen would place shtei yadim l'matan, his two hands beneath them. So besides waving the lambs, then you take these chazav hashayik on the side of these two breads, and the kohen puts his hands beneath them. And he waves them all at once on the east, which is the area where we do whenever we're doing this waving ceremony, which is Moilech Mevi, bring it back and forth, Mailamot, up and down. Then Menifim Echad Echad. Now let's say he waved each one independently, not all at once. Yotze is fulfilled obligation. And then after this waving ceremony, then they would burn and sacrifice the sacrificial parts of these two lambs, which certain parts are burnt on the Mizbech. The rest of the meat of the Shnei Kvasim, the Kivtzei Atzeres, were eaten by the Kohanim. So too regarding the two breads. The high priest, he would take one of them, because in general, as we said regarding the lechem upon him, in Perek Dal, the Kohen Gadol would always take half of the breads that were eaten by the Mishmaros. So he took one of the two loaves. And the second loaf was divided amongst all the groups, because all the groups are doing the Avodah on Yom Tev. And those two loaves were eaten that day and up until midnight. Kibsar Kachim Kachim, like all the meat of Kachim Kachim, which although they could be eaten Yom Belayla, Chazal said only up until midnight. Now, Alachid Beis tells us what happens if you didn't do exactly as prescribed. Let's say Shachat Shnei Kvasim, let's say you slaughtered two lambs al arba chalas, instead of two breads, on four breads. So Imam, if he says Yikdushu Shtayim Metoich Arba, let two of the four be sanctified. So Moshech Shtayim Mehenim Menifin, so you pull out two of the breads, you wave them, and you do the ceremony. Vashar poitnes b'vnim, and the rest, those other remaining two, you redeem them inside the azar. And then chol mechutz kishar chol, and then you eat it out of the azar, like all unconsecrated breads. The mlohisna, but if you didn't stipulate lekod shalechem, the bread has not been sanctified because you didn't do the right amount. Halachid gimel. Let's say shachet arba chavasim. Let's say you didn't do the double number with the bread, but rather you did four lambs instead of two. Ashtei chalas on two breads. So here too, moishak shnayim mehem. So you take two of the lambs. But here, the way you do it is as follows. You take two of the lambs, berserk them, you spray their blood, shaloi lishmam. Not for the sake of being the shnei kivtzei atzeres. Now, although they're not becoming invalidated, but since it's done shaloi lishmam, it's not fulfilling the obligation, and therefore the remaining two are still remaining the kivtzei atzeres. But they were kasher karbanos. Then you go and you wave the remaining two lambs that are the valid ones with the two breads. Can't do it the other way around because that would create a problem if you did the kosher ones first, because then the remaining two would be rejected. Rather, you do these two shalei lishma, and they're kosher karbanos, but they're not the shtei kivtzei atzeres because it wasn't done lishma, and then you do the two remaining lishma. Now, halacha Dalet continues first, starting off with halacha as we're speaking about, but then moving on to others regarding what's ma'akiv, what's integral. So, shtei achalas ma'akiv zuzu. So, these two breads are integral. The validity depends on bringing both of them. So two lambs are ma'akev one or the other. Let's say one of the two of the animals died, or baruch, or ran away, or nasa trefer became developed a mortal defect. You have to take a pair to the second one. Now, let's say shacharech l'shemay. Let's say you slaughtered one of them for its namesake, which based on the girsa that we have means, but the second one then died or fled or became a trefer. So you can zug, and then you take a pair for it. You need to have both of them. Halacha tezvav shtei halechem ma'akev nesakvasim. Now moving on to the categories, the two breads are ma'akiv the lambs, meaning you can't have the lambs until you have the breads. However, the two lambs do not withhold the validity of the breads, and that is, even if you don't have two lambs, you still bring the two breads, because that's the primary. The lambs are coming with the breads. Now, but if, let's say, you had already waved these breads with the lambs, then ma'akvin zezah, then actually they will be integral one with the other, because once you wave them together, there's some type of a bond, and therefore actually the two lambs will be ma'akiv in the breads. Now, the mavra lechem, If let's say the breads get lost, so then yovda kvasim, then the lambs are lost. Vim avda kvasim, but if the lambs get lost, then yovda halachem, then, as we said, because since they're integral, because you brought them together, you had waved them together, so then the bread is lost. And then and then you have to bring other breads and other lambs, again, because you already created this bond from having done the tenufa together with them. But in general, the two lambs are not ma'akiv, the two breads. Okay, so let's say you have the two loaves that are coming by themselves without the lambs, like we said in the previous halacha, because the two lambs are not ma'akiv, the bread. But ketzer has been, so what should you do? So actually, you don't do as you normally do, that you end up eating the breads. Rather, yunfu, you do the procedure of the waving of the breads, utu uba tsurasim, and you let its form be extended, that is, you leave it overnight, which becomes invalidated with lina. The yitzel basically says, but then it's taken out to be burnt. You can't just burn it before that, because it has to have an intrinsic invalidation. But why are we letting it burn? Why don't you eat it? It's a gizeh, there's been a concern. Maybe next year there will be lambs that are available. What do you mean? Last year we brought breads without lambs. You don't need the lambs. They're not important. It's not true. You do. It's only when you don't have the lambs, then you bring it out. So because of that concern, we say that even when you're going to do that voida, we're not going to eat it. We're going to burn it so that they make sure to always bring it with the lambs. Because or else they might bring the breads, even when they could, without the lambs. Now, hapar ushneho elam, v'shivas hakvasim, the bull, the two rams, and the seven lambs, which are all oilois, and the hasar, and the higo, which is the chatas, that come this day because of the bread, which we said besides the masafim, there are special kabbanas and sefer yikur that come because of the breads. Ema akvim es alechem, they're not ma'akvim the bread, but alechem akvim, and the bread's not ma'akvim them. So it's different than the relationship specifically of the shnei kivsei atzeres, which has a more intimate relationship with the breads. These kabbanas, although they're coming with the breads, they're not ma'akvim the bread, and the bread's not ma'akvim them. Halach yitzayin, shnei parm shel musaf hayoyim. Now, regarding the two bulls that come because of the musaf of Shavuos, uparha babagla lechem, and the bull that comes because of the breads, in ma'akav zeh, they're also not ma'akav one the other. In other words, the two parim of the musaf and ma'akav the par of the bread, meaning although they're all parim, but they're very different parim. Those are parim of the musafim, and those are parim of the breads, and therefore they're not going to be. Not, they're very, although they're coming on the same day, they have different sources, different origins, and they're not ma'akev. So too, the Rambam goes through all the three types of karbanis that we bring, which are actually those three categories are by both masafin and of the special ones that come because of the breads. Halach yitches, ayil shem musafayim, the ram that comes because of the musaf of the day, which is brought in Parshas Pinchas and Sefer Bamidbar, ushnei elam abon b'glal lechem, and also the two rams that come because of the breads which are brought in Sefer Yikra, and Ma'akim Zezah, again, they're not integral one with the other. And Halach Yates, third category, Shiva Chavasim Shemus Vayem, the seven lambs that come because of the Masafim of Shavuos. The Shiva Chavasim abon b'glal lechem, and the seven lambs that come because of the breads, and Ma'akim Zezah, they're not Ma'akim one with the other, and Vem Nishchatu, and if they are slaughtered, then Kul Ma'akim Zezah, then they actually are, again, because then you already create a bond between them that you slaughtered it, then they're going to be Akiv. One with the other, but if before that we're saying that then there is no bond and one is not going to be integral one with the other. Halacha chaf hatamidim, like we said, moving on to other karbanas, hatamidim in ma'akven s'masafen, the daily sacrifice do not withhold the validity of bringing the additional sacrifices. V'lo masafen ma'akven hatamidim, so the musaf is not ma'akven the tamid, and v'lo masafen ma'akven zezeh, and even the masafen they not ma'akven one with the other. And neither is the entire number of burnt sacrifices ma'akiv to have the like all or nothing. Ketzer, how so? Let's say Rishalim Matzah Elishish Shikavasim. Although we said you have to bring seven lambs, let's you only find six lambs. Ma'akiv and Shisha, then you bring six. Afilim Matzah Elach, even if you find only one lamb. So, Ma'akiv and Noisa, you bring it. Like we said, it's not all or nothing. B'Mirash Chadoshim, whether it's on Rish Chaydish, B'Mimei Hamayadis Veshabasas, or whether on the Yom Tevim Shabasas, which we said you bring the Nisafin. Don't attack. And moreover, you don't have to make it up by bringing this musaf when you didn't have the right quantity the next day or on the next Yom Tov. Rather, any carbon of the tzibur that the date has already passed, but that bringing of that carbon has been voided. Now, let's say they find only two lamps. And in your kriba isam l'musafayim, if you're going to bring it today for the musaf, which needs two lamps, they're not going to have the two daily sacrifices you have to bring the next day. So that's actually equal. If they sacrifice it for the Musaf today, hikri, but they sacrifice it. If they want to leave it for tomorrow for the daily sacrifice, they can leave it because on the one hand, you could say that the Tmidim are primary because they're tadr, they're something that's constant. Or maybe the Musafim have preference because they're more sanctified, which is the Amtim. And that question isn't resolved, and therefore that's in the choice of the Kan, what they want to do, either bring it for the Musaf today or leave it for the Tmidim for tomorrow.